Did you know we have completely ad-free early access to all of our episodes? Well, we do. Not only that, but we have dozens of bonus episodes waiting for you. Head on over to patreon.com/ghosttownpod, and you can check it out for 7 days absolutely free. That's patreon.com/ghosttownpod.
Hey, what's up, y'all? Kelly Clarkson with Wayfair. My favorite thing about the holidays? Decking out my whole house. It's not a competition, but if it was, well, I'd win the season with Wayfair. Outdoor inflatable Santa? Got it on Wayfair. Trees, lights, and ornaments? Wayfair. Hosting must-haves like dining sets, beds, sheets, and towels? Wayfair. For everything in your style delivered with fast and free shipping, visit Wayfair.com or the Wayfair app to win the season. But again, it's not a competition.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
Running on empty. I'm Rebecca Lieb.
I'm Jason Horton.
And this is Ghost Town.
I will be very sad for them that they're disqualifying me, because when I run in the next race and they see what I can really do, they're going to be very upset about it.
On April 21st, 1980, Rosie Ruiz won the Boston Marathon's female category at 2 hours, 31 minutes, and 56 seconds. It was the fastest female time in Boston Marathon history and the third fastest female time in any marathon. The only problem? Rosie Ruiz didn't actually run the Boston Marathon. Ruiz, an administrative assistant living in New York City, qualified for the 84th Boston Marathon with her time of 2 hours, 56 minutes, and 29 seconds at the 1979 New York City Marathon, placing 11th for women overall.
Wow.
Impressive.
It is, truly.
She was a relative unknown in the running world, and her huge win made those in the community suspicious. One glaring reason was the 25-minute improvement over her New York City Marathon time, which was already somewhat record-breaking.
Yeah, absolutely.
For granted, the internet did not exist, but communities were still communities, mm-hmm. records were still kept, and this person who really had no history in running marathons, it's not like I've been running marathons for years and I've worked myself to a point where I could achieve this. It's just
she just did the New York City and then the Boston.
And qualified for Boston via the New York City one. You need a kind of a gateway in there.
Yeah. Boston Marathon is one of the most elite marathons in the United States, definitely, if not the world, and also has been known, in my opinion, as like being very elitist and very gatekeepery in terms of who is able to participate. So this would be a giant thing.
According to race photos, Ruiz didn't appear in any of them until the very end, when she's crossing the finish line, barely sweating, her hair was perfectly styled, and her face was hardly flushed over 26 miles. I used to run track and cross country at a half marathon. Once you did a half marathon.
I did. I do. I'm very good and very fast, I should say. And my hair is always, as Ruiz's was, always well kept, never flushed.
A lot of people said she didn't have the body of someone who runs marathons. Mm-hmm. And it's not for me to say what that looks like, but I have a feeling people in that world be like, if you're training for a marathon, you're running more than the 26 miles to
you're right, your body is a machine at that point, and you are just running. Your metabolism is like a hummingbird metabolism. When you look at pictures, everyone's like very like lithe and kind of, you know, muscly, and just, again, I don't want to put labels on it, but I want to say that there is like a type for someone who is successful at these types of things,
and that is probably magnified with all the other things that seemed kind of odd.
Mm-hmm.
I've been running marathons for years and years and years, part of this community, never heard of this person.
Yeah.
And all of a sudden, they're
the best. Winning. They're winning. Yeah.
The best.
Yeah.
The best.
Truly.
When she was interviewed post-race, they asked her if she was running any interval training, like short runs.
Yeah.
And she said, I don't know what those are.
Oh, perfect.
They asked who trained her, and she said, I just trained myself.
Oh.
And even the reporters were kind of detecting something doesn't add up, because they're sports reporters. They ask a certain amount of questions. They've talked to a lot of people. They probably know a lot of the ins and outs. Whether the runners themselves is irrelevant. And they're like, yeah, we're still verifying your time, and we missed you at all the checkpoints. Like, there's certain checkpoints. Like, we didn't see you to take some pictures.
That's
too fast.
A tell. Yeah. Too fast. She was a blur. You didn't see her?
Well, they realized that she did not run the Boston Marathon.
Oof.
And on April 29th, 1980, they named Jacqueline Gouraud of Canada the women's division champion with a time of 2 hours, 34 minutes, and 28 seconds.
Mm. Yeah. I wonder what she felt like when she got that call. You know, she's like, oh, I feel good about what I did.
8 days later, I was, you know, I don't know
she's
if she
back
was
in
thought,
Canada, living her life.
Yeah.
Suddenly she's a champion.
And I'm sure she probably was like, something doesn't seem right here.
Yeah,
but what do like, you do? It's a, you send, maybe it sounds like sour grapes or.
Yeah, just send the medal in the mail. Thanks.
That's not the only thing she cheated at or on.
Mm-mm.
Surprise, surprise.
Mm-mm.
More on that after the break. So Ruiz's New York Marathon qualifier.
Uh-oh. Let's see. She was not at the checkpoints. She was perfectly composed coming in. Her time could not be verified.
Her New York Marathon time was later invalidated when officials discovered she had taken the subway during
Well, listen, I support taking the subway in most cases. In this case, I'm going to call bullshit.
And once it was called into question, people are like, yeah, I saw that woman like bursting out of the crowd, like just coming out of nowhere. And being like, I've been running for 24 miles.
Checking her watch, just on the subway, off the subway. Grabbed a coffee on the way, drank it like a, you know, like the water that they drink on the marathons, throws it out. She's getting somewhere.
A half a mile from the finish, photographer Susan Morrow said she met her on the subway during the marathon.
Oh, hey, I know you.
She said that she met and she said that she was an injured runner. And so she was jumped on the subway to, I guess, get to where she needed to go without having to run too much.
Mm-hmm.
And they both of them walked to that area, and then she kind of just took off again.
She was like, hey, the photographer was like, I'm here to take photos. I'm going to, like, stay here. And she's like, great. And then she ran in front of the photographer and then, like, hit the finish line.
Pretty much.
Incredible. Incredible.
And when she crossed the finish line, she got medical attention for her injured ankle.
Mm.
Her barcode was recorded as a finisher, which gave her the qualification for the 1980 race.
Hmm.
Her boss actually paid for her to do the Boston race.
Wow.
To take time off work, the means to get there, and was very encouraging of her to do that, which is why possibly she did that. That's not been confirmed.
She's like, well, I You'll took the subway the first time. What's going to go wrong?
She got an extension on her application for the New York City Marathon because it was late, but she got an extension because she said she was dying of brain cancer.
No.
In interviews with her, she's like, I ran both those races.
Mm-hmm.
Never admitted any wrongdoing.
Mm-mm.
I ran fair and square. I cannot answer literally anything else about it. That's what happened. I just won.
She just won. And also with the subtext that she was dying of brain cancer.
That's what
it's
kind of got her into it. That's
like
what got her into it.
Like, it's the scammiest thing I've ever heard. You know, it's like later she's going to be like, and I won the lottery, so I have a lot to deal with. Also, I have illegitimate children that I'm trying to reunite with me. And like, there's too much. It's like too much drama in one life.
Well, would someone who did that in 1982 get arrested for embezzling $60,000 from her job at a real estate company?
Yes.
And go to jail for a week and 5 years probation?
Only a week?
I'm sorry. Would that person also in 1983 get arrested in a coke deal?
Oh, hell yeah.
Which is supposedly like 4 pounds of cocaine?
Whoa, that's not good for brain cancer.
Would the person who cheated on the marathon do that? No, I don't think so.
Oh, my God.
She never admitted cheating in the race, but according to the New York Times, she admitted to an acquaintance, allegedly. This is
allegedly,
according to
sure.
the acquaintance.
Mm-hmm.
That she did cheat, but she jumped out of the crowd not knowing that the first woman hadn't gone by yet. Believe me, she was just as shocked as anyone when she came in first. She wanted to cheat, but she didn't want to come in first.
No, she was trying to do a low-key cheat where she wasn't the best.
She wanted to be like top 10.
Yeah, she wanted the clout of being good, but not the best. And there she was, first. Wow.
It's like, I wanted to embezzle money.
Mm-hmm.
But not 5 million. It was only supposed to be 4 million.
Yeah.
I was surprised as anyone when it was 5.
It's so wild. It's so wild.
That's,
more than anyone?
I'm surprised.
I just wanted to go just coming under the radar embezzling.
And just top 10, which is elite athlete mm-hmm.
yeah,
status.
That's not me. I just wanted
finishing
to like,
is.
I'm a working class embezzler and cheater. Is that not enough for you people?
And Rosie Ruiz died of cancer in Florida on July 8th, 2019, at age 66.
Wait, so the brain cancer wasn't real, but she did eventually pass away from cancer.
Yes. I mean, 30
years later.
30 okay. something years later.
Okay. Because I was going to say, God, can there please be like a manuscript somewhere that we could read more on?
I mean, she's pretty noteworthy. I don't recall this, but a lot of people use her as like, you're pulling a scam. You're pulling mm-hmm. a Rosie Ruiz, or there was like shirts made that was like Rosie Ruiz track club and had like a subway token on it.
I love it.
So it has a really interesting kind of outlaw mm-hmm. persona, which I can appreciate in certain ways because it really kind of shows like how easy these things are apparently
totally.
To cheat. I mean, imagine 1 year you cheated your way into it and you're lucky you got away with it.
Yeah.
And you're like, well, why don't I just cheat again but not think about all the things I might need to do? Look at some interviews with some people
totally.
Post-race that won before that asked those questions and be able to answer those questions.
Totally. I mean, we talk a lot about people who have this like hubristic idea around, I got away with it. Like, we talk about people who change identities a couple weeks ago. We talk about people with, you know, bank heists. People, they get away with it once and then they're like, well, that worked out. Why don't I just do that again? And it's like, no, you were lucky. This is luck, and it's not about you being, like, very good at anything.
It was luck and somewhat incompetence in the structure on
yeah.
how they verify these things.
And I'm the first one to be like, fuck, like, elitist fucking races or clubs or, you know, institutions that feel like they can't be penetrated by most people. But, like, you also are going to get caught if you knew anything about this place and how they – the metric of how they related to the racers and how they, you know, calibrated who was first or whatever. Like, you were going to get caught if you knew anything else about it.
And if I had to make an assumption, the way she – listen, some ways it was a successful, too successful cheats of the marathon. And there's mm-hmm. been plenty of people that have cheated sports, including marathons. I wonder if she kind of took the same thing when she was embezzling money – mm-hmm. or was involved in cocaine deals. I just wonder.
Incredible.
And I believe that even if she got away with the Boston Marathon, it would just be next year where she would do it until she got caught
yeah.
and not be like, you know what? You got away with it. Mm-hmm. Let me just back off and be thankful that I got away with what I got away with. But I believe, and again, this is just my opinion, that people will do it until they get caught.
Yeah, no, I agree. Or, which we've seen, which we've talked about many instances a lot like this. But I also think that is a certain time and place where it's like, I'm going to do it until I get caught. If I get caught, I'm not saying shit. I'm not saying fucking anything. But then there's like kind of a new calibration of that where it's like, I'm going to do it until I get caught. I'm not going to say anything until there's an opportunity for me to make money or come out ahead, like a book deal or like a tell-all or like some kind of like confessional thing that they can capitalize on their bad behavior, you know? And that feels like a more modern version of this, which is why I'm like kind of hungry for a book that, you know, was never written by this woman, because I'd love to know more about it.
Now, all this is very easy for us to say because we both have those marathon bodies.
Mm-hmm. And we never take the subway.